USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's a new book out due on the 15th of the month from Washington Post journalist Bob Woodward.
It's just another political hit job.
President Trump is defending himself after the book revealed he spoke privately about the severity of the coronavirus while downplaying it to the public. Woodward writes, the president said in February that the virus was more deadly than the flu, but publicly he said the virus was no worse than the flu. Woodward says in March, the president told him he deliberately played down the threat to avoid a panic. Reporters questioned the president on why he didn't come clean. He said,
the last thing we can show is panic or excitement or fear.
Democratic opponent Joe Biden says the president flatly lied to the public.
It was a life and death betrayal of the American people.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Raging wildfires have destroyed 5 towns in Oregon. Governor Kate Brown says about 100 blazes fueled by high winds are burning in the state.
We expect to see a great deal of loss, both in structures and in human lives.
Lillian Luciano has more.
Washington State had its first reported fatality from a fire, and we're also learning that a 12-year-old boy and his grandmother were killed in a wildfire in northern Oregon. Near Portland, more than half of Clackamas County is under a level 3 evacuation. That means evacuate immediately. Do not delay.
In California, many large fires continue to burn. Fire crews are working on 28 complex fires. Governor Gavin Newsom says the weather has now changed in their favor.
The wind activity appears to be dying down, which is encouraging. And the rest of the week looks a little bit more favorable from a wind perspective and a weather perspective.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
More people are choosing to take to the skies once again, despite the coronavirus pandemic. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Air travel in the U.S. is slowly ramping up again amid the coronavirus pandemic. The TSA says over 3 million passengers were screened in airports over the Labor Day weekend. Friday, the busiest day since March 16th, as 970,000 passengers did cross airport checkpoints. Despite the increase, the amount of holiday weekend flyers was less than half of what it was last year. About 8 million people had flown over the four-day period last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After saying she wasn't sure, Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris was asked if she would trust a coronavirus vaccine.
I pray that we get a vaccine as soon as possible. We are looking at almost 180,000 or 190,000 people who have lost their lives in just the last several months in our country because of the coronavirus. I pray we have a vaccine as quickly as possible that is approved by the scientists and the public health professionals.
Would you trust one under President Trump?
I would trust a vaccine if the public health professionals and the scientists told us that we can trust it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.